Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address on Wednesday. The speech comes on the eve of the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically travel to be with family. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government is urging people to stay home. Biden's transition office said he will discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together. On Tuesday, Biden declared that the United States is ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, signaling a marked change from outgoing President Donald Trump's America First approach. Biden's comments came as his transition team gets underway after the transition to power, that is, after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election, even as President Trump vows to continue his fight, his long-shot attempt to upend Biden's victory. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, but it was not immediately clear when Biden will receive his first classified national security briefing as president-elect. Biden transition teams are also contacting officials and agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments remove individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's views of a limited government. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Syrian army said early Wednesday Israeli airstrikes in an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there is a strong Iranian military presence, in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that had earlier been hit. It's unclear if there were any casualties. The West African nation of Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tanja at the age of 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civilian rule in 1999, but was overthrown a decade later after altering the constitution to stay in power. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends on Wednesday. His military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say could violate international law. Amnesty International warned Tuesday that deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited under international humanitarian law and can amount to a war crime. More than 40,000 people have reportedly fled into a remote area of Sudan, where local communities and humanitarians have struggled to feed and accommodate them. Britain and France on Tuesday announcing plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron announcing that shops could reopen this Saturday, that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted on December the 15th. Meantime, in Britain, authorities announcing that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over Christmas, with more than three families allowed to gather over the holiday period. And foreign donors pledging a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks and a major shakeup for the country's economy. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.